Today, it's regarding the Cummings Road landfill. So we have an information item and an update regarding the closure activities, I assume, and post-closure on the Cummings Road landfill.
Good afternoon. My name is Gina Morrison. I'm a regional water board staff member in the groundwater permitting unit. I would like to introduce our guest speakers, Jill Duffy, Executive Director of Humboldt Waste Management Authority, Jesse Solorio, Senior Civil Engineer at Lawrence Associates, Mike Leggins from Recology. They are here to discuss the successful completion of two interconnected projects located just outside of Eureka, the removal of waste for the clean closure at the Cummings Road burn ash site, and the final closure cap construction at the Cummings Road solid waste disposal site.
Thank you. I want to make sure that the microphone is on.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Good afternoon, and we'd like to thank you for the opportunity to present and really celebrate a series of projects, as Gina has noted, that have been interconnected. And it's been numerous years in the making. As Gina noted, Jesse Solorio is off to my right. He is a senior civil engineer with Lawrence & Associates, and he's been an engineer for this project for the last three projects. And he's been with Lawrence & Associates for about 13 years. To my left is Mike Leggins. He's been with Recology Humboldt, Recology for the last 22 years, and he was Recology Humboldt's general manager, and he is now working with Recology's Yuba City general manager, and he's spent approximately 30 years in this field. And I was hired by the authority in... Thank you. And I'm Jill Duffy, and I was hired by the Humboldt Waste Management Board in late 2012 as the executive director. And previously, I'd served on the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors and had been able to serve a brief term while on HWMA's board also. So what I want to begin with as far as a presentation for the Cummings Road landfill is prior to being permitted as a landfill, municipal solid waste from 1933 until 1969 that was generated primarily from residents of the city of Eureka was disposed by open-air burning on the ridge at the end of Cummings Road, which is just outside of Eureka. It's about 2.5 miles outside of the Eureka city limits. The Cummings Road landfill was constructed and permitted in 1972 as a Class 3 municipal solid waste disposal facility. And in 1993, the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, via Waste Discharge Requirement 9346, required that the landfill be closed by 1998 as a corrective action because of groundwater contamination that was caused at the site. Humboldt Waste Management Authority was formed in 1999, and we were a joint powers authority. We represent six of the entities within Humboldt County. We don't include Trinidad or Fortuna, but all of the others do. We had purchased the landfill in June of 1999 from NorCal, which today is known as Recology. The authority was formed for the purpose of being able to handle and dispose of all solid waste, which is generated by our member agencies, in addition to being responsible for the closure of the landfill and post-closure monitoring activities for the next 30 years. And we also took on a number of other programs. And, you know, to kind of summarize what happened in the course of, what transpired from 1999 until today, there have been a number of iterations and submittals of the joint technical documents that were necessary in order to move us forward to the construction, phase of the project. And it was the joint technical document that was submitted by Lawrence & Associates and approved by the regional board in late 2012, which enabled us to move forward with the project. Our presentation today is going to include three videos, and Jesse's going to be introducing each one of those. They're pretty short and sweet. We have three videos that capture the last 3 years of construction seasons in about 3 minutes each, so I hope you all enjoy the work that we've been working on here.
All right, Jesse Solorio with Lawrence & Associates. So the original construction plans called for the entire 34 acres of waste and holding areas to be closed in one project. But concurrently with the submittal of the final closure plan to the regional board, HWMA, Recology, and the regional board were planning the fate of the Cummings Road burn ash site. it became evident that tremendous cost savings could be achieved and reduced environmental impact if we utilize the existing capacity in the Subtitle D line portion of Cummings Road as the final home for the burn ash debris. So in 2011, the decision was made by HWMA to revise their closure plan to a phased approach. This would allow the authority to proceed with closure in a timely manner while remaining capacity, leaving a portion of the landfill open with capacity for the burn ash debris if that option was to be utilized. So the regional board gave approval for this phased approach, and construction of phase one was completed in the summer of 2012. This first video will show a summary of that construction.
The following is a summary of the first phase of closure of the Cummings Road landfill in Eureka, California. Construction activities included grading of nearly 190,000 cubic yards of soil, 23 acres of LLDPE geosynthetic cap, and installation of erosion control and stormwater conveyance. Clearing began in June for an effort to reshape the slopes to comply with Title 27 requirements. Shortly after initial grading efforts began, a large storm caused erosion of the prepared surface and saturated site soils. Water was a constant challenge on this project, including this instance where an old French drain was encountered. Structural geogrid was used in saturated areas to allow the contractor to achieve compaction requirements. Mass grading uncovered waste, which was moved to the line portion of the landfill. With the subgrade completed, work began on the 24-inch foundation layer. Slope drains were placed to limit saturation of the vegetation layer. Once again, large rainstorms caused damage and setbacks to the construction schedule. With the drainage repaired, work began on the closure cap. The cap consisted of an 18-inch vegetation layer on a woven geotextile 60mm LLDPE super grip net, and finally a 24-inch soil foundation layer. Due to the highly erosive nature of the site soils, oversized rock-lined ditches were preferred over culverts where possible to prevent the potential of drainage system failures. Steeper slopes were covered in a jute netting, which performed well to prevent erosion. Work was completed in September and survived the following winters with minimal erosion.
So that brought us to the end of phase one. Beyond that, Humboldt Waste Management Authority and Recology, their representatives have been working on since 2016 to address the fate of the old burn ash site, which straddled both HWMA and Recology properties. But they found themselves unable to move forward with the solution. In 2013, the regional board's executive director issued a cleanup and abatement order for the Cummings Road burn ash site to be completed by September 30th, 2014. That was an 18-month compliance window. A renewed coordination effort with the new negotiating team of HWMA and Recology representatives commenced immediately to permit the design and clean closure of the burn ash site, with excavated material being placed in the line portion of the phase two area of Cummings Road. And this video shows the burn ash construction. Oh, one more.
The Cummings Road landfill is located in Humboldt County, 2 miles southeast of Eureka. The permitted landfill operated between 1972 and 1999, with closure activities initiated in the summer of 2013 and final construction completed in October of 2015. Once upon a time, a common practice was to open-air burn municipal solid waste and to push residual debris off the side. Eureka area residents' waste material was burned by a private operator between 1933 and 1969, and then the material was pushed off nearby ravines, creating a legacy burn ash site adjacent to the landfill. In the winter of 2005 and 2006, a landslide occurred due to the heavy rains and exposed burn ash debris. The North Coast Regional Board issued a cleanup and abatement order in April of 2013, jointly naming HWMA and Recology. While neither Recology nor HWMA were responsible for generating the waste, as property owners, we were responsible for cleaning the material that straddled our properties. began weekly meetings to discuss resolution of a dispute regarding the legacy burn ash material and developed an agreement to achieve a fair apportionment of costs. We also formed a team of engineers, geologists, biologists, archaeologists, and attorneys to work together and tackle the challenges at the site. The team prepared studies, analysis, and site characterizations that were necessary for the development of the corrective action plan, environmental review, construction design documents, and we secured the necessary regulatory permits and hired a contractor to coordinate and complete the project, all within an 18-month compliance window. Preliminary project costs range between $3.7 and $4.9 million, and neither party had budgeted for a project of this magnitude. So in addition to the engineering and permits, we also worked to secure the necessary funding. Based on the studies, we had expected about 56,000 cubic yards of waste to be removed. But the burn ash debris was spread over an area with an unknown underlying topography with varying slopes and depth and a considerable amount of inaccessible brush. At project completion, a total of almost 92,000 cubic yards of material was removed from the site. Excavated debris was hauled and placed into the geomembrane line portions of the Cummings Road Phase 2 landfill area and permanently capped in 2015. Despite removing more burn ash material than estimated and the subsequent rebuild and regrading of the Cummings Road, construction activities remained on schedule, and even an early rainfall event of over 2.5 inches within 24 hours that did delay some of our construction activities, the parties were able to complete all the cleanup activities by October 15th of 2014.
So the closure of the burn ash, or the clean closure of the burn ash site, was the major hurdle preventing full closure of Cummings Road Landfill. And with the successful clean closure, HWMA immediately initiated the design and permitting of Phase 2. Construction of Phase 2 began in the summer, was completed in the summer of 2015. And again, we have one more video for you.
Phase 2 closure of the Cummings Road Landfill was the culmination of many years of planning and construction to bring the Class 3 solid waste landfill into compliance with the waste discharge requirements. The burn ash site remediation and Phase 1 closure had been completed in 2012 and 2014, respectively. Phase 2 required new site access to protect previous work. A major component of the final closure was excavation of a new sedimentation basin, which also provided soil for the closure cap. Unexpected settlement of the burn ash debris led to a regrading effort to ensure proper drainage. Waste discovered outside the landfill liner resulted in the project's most costly change order.
Sam? No?
It fell back in the...
The closure cap installed in Phase 2 was the same as in Phase 1. An 18-inch vegetation layer, woven geotextile, 60mm LLDPE super grip net, all over a 24-inch foundation layer. Major drainage infrastructure was installed to connect Phase 2 to the new sedimentation basin. The Phase 1 erosion control methods were very successful, so rockline ditches and jute netting were used in this phase as well.
So between these three projects, approximately $10.9 million has been expended since late 2012. And we sincerely appreciate the support of CalRecycle, because through the burn ash site, as I had noted, neither party had budgeted for it. And it's been pretty tight financially for certainly the Waste Management Authority. And so CalRecycle was able to come through with a grant from legacy burn ash sites to the tune of $750,000, and we really appreciate them for their support, in addition to the support from regional board staff to help see that we were able to get that funding. I'd really like to give a special thanks to Gina Morrison. I was just hired as a new executive director, and she gave me a call, and she said, oh, by the way, we're looking like we're moving forward with a cleanup and abatement order. And I said, what? Okay, well, let's make this thing rock and roll. And it's been a real pleasure to work with her, and I also had the opportunity then to be working more directly with Mike Leggins, who I had known in the community prior to, and then of course with Jesse and Clayton Coles. And this has been a pretty phenomenal project just in my short little time there, and it's been a lot of fun. But I want to note that our work is not yet complete. We are continuing to finalize the activities that are necessary for the regulatory and legal closure of the landfill, and we have submitted the CQA reports to Gina, and those are under review now, as well as to the county LEA. So that's an important component for us, because that certificate of closure is also going to enable CalRecycle to release our retention funds. They currently hold about $1.7 million of our funding, and as I noted, we have been pretty constrained in terms of our fiscal freedom, and we've had to sort of delay a number of projects that we're also working on. So we're looking forward to seeing those funds released. We do have the final title closure to the county recorder, so that's going to be submitted this week for the certification. And once that CQA is approved, as I noted, we are looking forward to CalRecycle being able to take their necessary action to release our funds. Our staff has begun the post-closure maintenance and monitoring activities, and we are now in the final stages of an updated operations and management plan that will be reflecting the newly constructed and completed landfill, and that will be able to provide the necessary guidance and assistance to our staff as they are responsible for the next 30 years of post-closure monitoring and maintenance activities. And that concludes our presentation, although I do want to note, Mike, do you have anything you might want to add?
Just very briefly, I'm Mike Leggins with Recology, with Yuba Sutter right now, but formerly with Humboldt County. And I think I started working for NorCal Waste Systems way back in 94 when we were doing the corrective action on the program on the Cummings Road landfill. And I have to say that there's been a lot of activity that's gone on over the past 5 years. And I think this project was just phenomenal as far as the collaboration, cooperation from all the entities, regulatory and also with the two different companies that had to do the work. So with that, I don't have any more to add. Thanks.
Well, thank you all. I mean, I have a lot of sympathy for actually the work that it takes, the planning, the permitting, the actual construction, the post-closure monitoring, and everything that goes on with closing the landfill. Cummings Road, I'm fairly familiar with that site. We do that kind of work for the firm that I work for. I was actually asked to do an annual report one time. It was probably about 96, Mike, that because we've done work for Recology as a firm and continue to. And that was daunting because, you know, you had deep wells, you had a lot of monitoring out there at that time. That's a pretty big landfill in a very wet area. And to see it closed now and to have the ability to have a subtidal D-lined area and take this burn dump and redeposit that material and put it to bed like that. That's incredible. Very good job. Very good job for it to hear that the collaborative teamwork with the Waste Management Authority, our staff, you guys, consultant, everybody, looks like really came together. A couple questions on the closure. Those are some pretty steep slopes down there on that that bottom, it looked like. And what did you do to stabilize those slopes? I'm just curious.
On the landfill itself, actually, the maximum slope was a 4.5 to 1.
And that's not too
so
bad.
So we weren't too bad. Yeah. And part of that was due to the regrading effort.
Yeah.
There was a large diversion trench that was excavated. I can't remember what the volume was, like 500,000 cubic yards, I believe, at some point. So there was a lot of soil to work with on the top. The burn dump was a whole different animal.
That's what it looked like.
There was some very steep slopes that were left over. Most of them, though, were brought down to bedrock, and geotechnical investigations stated that those slopes would be stable at where they were left. So,
fantastic. Gina, can I ask you a question? That I remember that when we adopted or approved the waste discharge requirements and those closure plans, this was a leftover part of it. This was a part that was intentionally left to do, right, as part of the closure, and that's what you're presenting today, I think. But right. With the post-closure maintenance and monitoring then, is then the burn dump part of the post-closure maintenance and monitoring here? Or is it basically done? Is it put to bed at this point?
Well, there's a cleanup and abatement order on the burn dump, and it will have a minimum of a 5-year post-closure maintenance. And so the cleanup and abatement order has not been rescinded because of that. So they actually already had their first year because it's, you know, because it's a burn dump and it's in very steep terrain with a lot of vegetation, I wanted them to go in and, you know, I knew the rainstorms might wash out other items. And so I didn't want to just leave it to what they could find the first year go around. I know that there'd be more. And so they've actually already completed. So every summer for those 5 years, they will go down and pick up anything else that is washed out. And I forget the volume that you got this first year, but there was bottles and metals to 7 cubic yards were removed by hand out of that burn dump that first summer afterwards. So they will have that post-closure, and then, you know, that should hopefully be stable. And there's also, as part of the 401, you know, revegetation and that type of thing, which will also be looked at for a certain period before that'll go away. So now there is one little tiny sliver of the burn ash site that is under Cummings Road that was determined that it might destabilize the landfill itself if they try to remove it. Hmm. So that was closed and capped in place, and that is within Humboldt Waste Management Authority's property, and that will be under permit and under post-closure maintenance for the life of the landfill. And I know we say 30 years, but it's at least 30 years. I hate to break it to you, Jeff.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's supposed, yeah, 30 years is just the kind of the beginning sometimes. So, right. Other board member questions, Mr. Phelps?
Yeah, sure. Will we be, you know, you'd mentioned that for slope stability in the burn ash pile, that, you know, you'd taken it down to bedrock. Our board is intimately familiar with Hooked in a Wildcat. And so is there going to be just, you know, even qualitative assessments of slope stability in that burn ash area over time, even post-closure?
I mean, they will be looking at it. There was actually one of the trails that was to one area that was kind of a side cast road that was having issues. So they went back and resloped it and jute net and, you know, more seed over that area. So they are looking at it. But, you know, you're right. I mean, it is a cathedral of... I mean, the video does not do justice to how mm-hmm. steep part of that slope is going down there.
Sure. My in-laws live on Cummings, and I'm right across the way myself. I'm pretty familiar with the area. And with respect to that, I really like this booklet that you put together. The videos are fantastic. Has this been made available, or what's the outreach to the folks that live on the road and in the area?
You guys are our first audience.
Okay. So, are there plans to get this in the mailboxes of the folks that live out there, or, I mean...
It's something that...
my mother-in-law just kind of scratches her head and watches the trucks go by, and, you know, so they've lived out there since 74, I think, and so they know generally about what's happening, but, I mean, something like this is just absolutely fantastic, and even the videos on a website or something directing them so they know what's happening in their backyard.
So part of it is a financing thing. So as I said, we were tight financially. I'm not kidding.
I
have asked everybody to just tighten their belt as far as they can go. And so we've been wanting to move forward. We're hoping that we can actually have a celebration party where we're able to invite everybody to come up to the landfill, have all the different consultants, all the different board members, all of our board members who have served in the course of the last 16 years on our authority, come and really just have an opportunity to celebrate the closing of the landfill. And so that's part of this overall rollout that we would like to do. But I need a little bit of financial relief.
Sure. I mean, even if it's something when you're flipping around on public access and can see it. I mean, I know there's
and they do see it.
Interest in what's happening with that.
So. I think our board is probably pretty tired of hearing about the Cummings Road landfill. Because about every single meeting, we were having meetings. And all of our meetings are aired on Access Humboldt. And so that's been pretty regular. We've also had a couple of news articles that have come out in our local papers. One of the things that we're going to be working on this year is to be updating our entire website. We're wanting to drop these videos in there because, again, at 3 minutes apiece, you know, we probably do a little bit of fine-tuning in the course of those videos. But it's nice and it's easy, and so many people, as you probably know, have forgotten that there's even a landfill up there. It has been lost to the collective community's consciousness. So knowing that it's there and knowing that it's now closed, some of the other activities would be great.
Right.
So,
I mean, that's a great way of coming full circle there. Mm-hmm. And then I also just lastly want to compliment you on an incredible number of sunny days you're showing in your stills on there. I think I saw one foggy day. I think it'd be Chamber of Commerce should see that as well.
It's been pretty unusual.
Board Member Giusti.
Just a quick question in terms of can you enlighten us on what your revegetation or reforestation plans are for the site in the coming years?
The plan was that natural recruitment would be able to take hold pretty well, and that has certainly been the case. We also planted approximately 500 trees that were a mix of alder and redwood, and there was one other one that I'm blanking on, a red alder. And so those were planted the first year, and we had our baseline vegetation survey that was conducted last summer, and everything is taking hold. That entire area just grows, as you may know, pretty much without having to do a lot of anything. We will be having our next vegetation survey that will be conducted later this summer, and we'll also be doing removal of invasives, and we will also move forward with identifying any additional debris that may have exposed itself during the subsequent storms. What I want to make sure that folks are aware of is when we're saying the burn ash debris, in this case, we're not talking about soil that has got any sort of contaminant. All of that has been removed down to the levels that were identified by the regulatory standards. Those were completely removed. When we're talking about debris, it's primarily glass. Mm-hmm. Glass and sort of, you know, metal debris that may have continued to be exposed. There was a lot of material. A lot of people are a little bummed that we didn't allow people just to come in and do bottle picking, because there were a lot of bottles, a lot of old signs, but those are all removed, and so we will continue removing those items as time goes on.
And I appreciate the fact that you're taking an affirmative approach to get some native trees in there, because mm-hmm. that part of Humboldt County, if you let nature take its course, it will. And in a big open spot like that, usually means pampas grass and gorse and broom. So I'm glad. You've answered my question. And it's just something you have to keep on top of. But sounds like you're on the right track. Thank you.
Other board member questions?
Well, fantastic, you guys. Thank you very much for your work, your efforts, and moving along. Very good job, Gina. And come back and talk to us. Let us know if you have that that field day out there and the barbecue or whatever you're going to do up on that top flat. We'll come if we can.
We'll definitely get an invitation.
Talk to our staff. Thank you very much,
great.
You guys.
Thank you.
Very much appreciate it. All right, we're going to move on to item number 5, which is an update on the freshwater.